Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
One of the most fascinating things about diseases is how unpredictable some of them can be. But that same element of fascination can quickly turn to horror and unwanted surprise when they decide to knock on your door. Today, Healthline takes a look at lupus, one of the most unpredictable diseases of them all. Lupus is an autoimmune disease where the immune system becomes overly active and attacks different parts of the body. It is considered particularly unpredictable because it's not necessarily hereditary, can show up at any time, and has no test that can screen for it. It also has no cure. Patients with lupus tend to experience flares when symptoms show up and periods of remission when symptoms are under control. Symptoms include a general feeling of being unwell, aching joints, a rash, fatigue, swelling due to fluid accumulation, and fever. Lecturer in the Department of Medicine at the University Hospital of the West Indies, consultant internist and rheumatologist, Dr. Keisha Maloney, gives some insight as to where it affects.
The common areas of target are the skin, the scalp, the lining of the lungs and heart, the joints, the blood, the brain, and the kidneys. However, any part of the body can come under attack, but those are the common areas that come under attack.
Although any age group can get lupus, the age group normally affected is 15 to 40 in both women and men. Actually, lupus affects more women than men, with a ratio of 9 women being affected to 1 male globally, especially women within the reproductive age group. But in Jamaica, the ratio is much higher, where it's 15 women to a single male with lupus. Lupus is normally a gradual onset illness, and it tends to develop from a combination of a genetic risk in addition to an environmental trigger.
There are different forms of lupus, and there is what we call idiopathic lupus, where we don't really know the exact cause. Those patients have what we think is a genetic trigger, and they've been exposed to an environmental trigger. Then there is another form of lupus in which we call drug-induced lupus. In those patients, they have been taking a medication, and the medication triggers off a form of lupus that is similar to the idiopathic lupus.
Rheumatologist Dr. Keisha Maloney. Once patients discontinue the medication, their symptoms tend to go away. Lupus is so unpredictable that previous family history is not necessarily a risk factor, as was the case for Janet. Janet, whose name and voice have been altered to protect her identity, is 56 years old, has a steady job, and 2 sons. She was diagnosed with lupus 3 years ago, and since then has come to accept the demands of the disease. Since having lupus, she has spent between $25,000 to $30,000 per month on a combination of medicine, doctor's visits, supplements, and food.
Well, you have to eat properly, so you have to increase your intake of fruits and vegetables, your fiber intake, reducing the sodium high-content foods. I drink a lot more water. Of course, I have to wear a protective skin protective lotions daily to reduce the risk of the harm that would be caused by the rays of the sun.
Having lupus requires immediate lifestyle change and constant monitoring. While speaking with Janet, she showed me pictures of shiny bald spots in the center of her head and how her face was swollen from both the medication and the illness.
That was very frightening because I've always had a fairly thick, manageable, good hair, you know, but to see it going and not knowing if it will actually come back, it's sort of frightening.
Lupus patient, Janet. Most of lupus remains a mystery to doctors, but one thing is certain. With medication, lifestyle change, and monitoring, lupus can be controlled. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. Join us again next week for part 2. I am Twyla Whelan, and until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.